Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Eldridge Lumber and Hardware on Route 1 in York, Maine today. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Very easy. Get off at the York exit, and as you come off the main turnpike, turn left. And we're about maybe 100 yards, maybe a little bit more, on the right side. And if you have a problem with your lawn, a weed, an insect on your plant, break off a piece, bring them to me in a plastic bag, and we'll work together to solve the problem. We had a great vacation. We met some wonderful listeners. And I'll tell you, Ireland is absolutely beautiful. We went to some gardens that when we got off the bus, it was just, wow. Big estates, beautiful gardens. And the weather was really, really good. We were very, very fortunate. And if you ever have a chance to go to Ireland, go and enjoy it. And please visit some of the fabulous gardens. The one thing that will amaze you, in Ireland, they have a tree called the hawthorn, which we have here, and it has white clusters of tiny blooms right now, thorns on it. And then in the fall, we'll have red fruit on it. In Ireland, the hawthorn has become invasive. And no matter where we were, we went from the west coast to the southern part of Ireland and then to the east coast. All you could see were millions of white flowering hawthorns. Absolutely gorgeous at this time of the year. I think their favorite flowering tree, and we saw hundreds of them, is the golden chain. It looks like a wisteria. You know, the blue wisteria vine? It looks like that, but yellow flowers on a tall tree growing about the size of a flowering crab, and they were all in full bloom. A lot of red leaf maple, a lot of variegated green and yellow leaf maples. Gorgeous. A lot more. And we'll tell you about that during the program. But now let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Nancy from Falmouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about transplanting.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Great. And yourself?
I'm doing well, hoping the sun might come out, although it doesn't look like it. We had a little tease yesterday. Paul, I'm wondering if it's too late in the season to separate and transplant my hosta.
It is not too late. Hostas can be divided basically at any time of the year. They are so tough. Dig up the clump, and rather than take a knife and just chop them in half, try and pull them apart. And if they're too tough, then take a knife, make a little cut, pull, a little cut and pull. That way there's less transplanting. A day like today where it's cloudy, drizzly, rainy, perfect time to get out in the garden and divide perennials. Your ornamental grasses can still be divided and split. Your daylilies can be divided and split still at this time. Hostas can be. If it's in bloom, you cannot. So if you see some perennials that are getting to be too big and you want to divide them and they're in bud or bloom, leave them alone. You have to wait until they finish flowering. Otherwise, you're going to shock the plant, and it will drop all of its flower buds. But great question and very timely. Thank you, Nancy. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Doris from New Bedford, Massachusetts, who has a question about lilies.
Doris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I'm having a problem with my lilies. I have lilies in a bed of assorted flowers, and I've got these little red bugs. And the best way to describe it is they look like a tomato bug, but they have long legs, so they stand up higher, and they have long antennas, and they eat the leaves on the lily plants, on
yep.
just the lily plants.
Yep, they just
what can I do to get rid of them?
It's called an oriental it's an oriental lily, and sometimes called the Asiatic lily. And it's kind of a rectangular in shape, bright red body, black legs, black horn, and the underside of the beetle is also black. Now, there's a couple ways that you can get rid of it. The best way, because you only need to do it once, is with a product called Annual Tree and Shrub, made by Bonide or Bayer. It's a systemic. So you mix 1 ounce to a gallon of water. A quart of the solution is enough to treat 3 to 5 bulbs that you planted in a clump. The product will be absorbed through the root system, taken up the stem into the foliage, and one application will treat the plant for the entire year. So look for Annual Tree and Shrub. 1 ounce per gallon of water. Pour it over the foliage. Let it soak into the ground in roughly a quart of solution for 3 to 5 lily bulbs if you've got them in a clump. And it will take care of that insect. The problem is, if you don't kill it now, they are laying eggs. And what you can do is look at the foliage of your lilies that are being chewed on right now. Turn the leaf over. And what you may find on the underside of the leaf are rows of either orange or yellow eggs underneath the leaves. If you see it, pull the leaf off and get rid of it. The next stage of this red lily beetle will look like a slug, a small slug. And when you grab it, your hands will be all dirty. It looks like black soil on it. The adult lays the eggs. The eggs fall in the ground. They hatch. They come out as a slug-type insect. They also eat the foliage. And eventually, they will turn to the hard-shell red lily beetle. But when you grab the slug-like insect, your hands will be dirty. It's a way that this insect protects itself from predators. And what it does is eats, and what comes out the other end will stick to the insect. It uses its fecal matter for protection. So the best way, tree and shrub from Bayer or Bonide, do it right now. One application will kill all the generations, and it lasts for one entire growing season. You can't beat it. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Now, if after all this rain, if your garden is wet, spongy, or you have standing water, the thing that you really want to do is go down to your local garden center and ask them for something called a soil conditioner liquid gypsum. It's made by a company called Soil Logic, and it's a liquid gypsum. You spray it on your soil, on your lawn, in your garden, and it will work its way in, preventing the clay in your soil from sticking together. And you'll have much, much better drainage. You won't have a problem with the garden drying out. It prevents the clay particles from becoming like putty. Better drainage, and your plants will grow a lot better for you, okay? So ask them for Soil Logic Liquid Gypsum Soil Conditioner. With all the rain, if you get puddles and you get standing water, put it down now.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Mole Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live this morning from Eldridge Lumber and Hardware on Route 1 in York, Maine. If you come off the turnpike in York, turn left. We're about maybe 100 yards, maybe a little bit more on the right side of the road. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and we would love to see you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Janet from Falmouth. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, Janet from Falmouth, Massachusetts, who has a question about ornamental lilies, excuse me.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. You, Janet?
I'm good, thank you. I, too, have a question about lilies. I have a pretty large group of lilies that I actually suffered with the same issue as the previous caller last year. And I actually handpick all the red lily beetle off and the larva. It was quite a job, but I was successful.
Oh, yeah.
I moved them, and they came up beautifully, multiplied. I do, some of the older ones, however, now have on the tops, the leaves are browning, turning almost transparent and drooping or wilting just at the top.
How long ago did you move them?
Last fall.
Last fall, okay. So it wouldn't be the result of that move. Is it getting kind of mushy?
Yes. The brown is at the edge. It's only at this point at the top on the top of the lilies. Rather than pointing upwards, the leaves are getting a little. They're wilting.
Okay. What I'd like to have you try, Janet, is sacrifice one stem. I want you to, you know, if it's, let's say, a foot tall, take 3 or 4 inches right off the top, take a sharp knife, split the stem, and see if there's anything in the center of that plant, because you could have a borer, which is an insect that goes inside the stem of that Asia, of that lily. It could also be on this red lily, and it's every place. It came in from Canada, and they actually found it in Boston. It went from Canada to Boston, and it spread all over New England. They will bore into the stem of the plant and with time bore down to the bulb itself and eat the bulb. So they eat the foliage and they eat the bulb. So it's possible that you have a borer either in the bulb or in the stem. If it's in the stem, by splitting it in half with a sharp knife, you'll be able to tell because you will either find the borer or a tunnel. In that case, you would still use the same product. You need to use a systemic. And tree and shrub is a systemic. And you water the foliage, you soak the ground, and about a quart of the solution, the mixture, a quart for 3 to 5 bulbs, it will protect the plant for the entire growing season. And that's what I would do. Treat it with that. Now, if it's only on one variety, it could be the rain. It could be a fungus. Okay? And if you see that it's spreading up or down the stem and gaining in strength, then it could be a fungus. And with a fungus, then you would use a product like Serenade. Serenade is an all-natural, all-organic fungicide. It was developed for the tomato industry in Florida. And if you use it on your tomatoes, it will eliminate all of the diseases. But you can also use it on flowers, annuals and perennials. You can also use it on all of your vegetables to protect the foliage. And it's a very, very good product. And you want to start using it as soon as we get some sun, hopefully real soon. Spray the foliage of your vegetables, annuals, perennials. Repeat it about 10 days later. And this product, again, it's all natural, will control most common diseases. And check out their website, Serenade, Serenade, garden.com.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
In Washington. It is billed by the White House's major foreign policy speech on the Middle East. President.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Guy Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next? Terrific. Ashton, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Welcome back to the U.S.
Yes, we had a great time, Ashton. I thought of you. And you know what really amazed me? We were in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and we found in the garden centers in Ireland Miracle-Gro and Scotts products in those stores.
They're great gardeners over there, and they recognize great products. we've been selling Miracle-Gro over in to our UK friends for quite some time, and we have, in addition to Scotts over there, we have Levington as one of our brands, and we are. We sell a lot of compost over there, and it's great gardeners. I worked over there for a while, and I love those folks.
Yeah, they're unbelievable gardeners. We went to, I think, 8 different gardens to see the flowers, the perennials, the roses, the trees. It was just incredible. I thought of you the whole time I was there, Ashton. I said, if Ashton was here, everything was so green and so healthy. There was very few insect problems, very few diseases. I know it's still a little bit early, but everything was just growing.
Well, they have great growing conditions over there. And, of course, all of us in the U.S. wanted to make sure that we kind of thought of you while you were over there. So we had weather that is typical for the U.K. over here with a lot of cool and rainy weather.
Yeah, the weather here has been really bad.
And the weeds are growing.
My lawn is about 18 inches tall because I didn't mow it the week before we left. My son said he would, and then it rained so much he couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing that's happening, Ashton, and timing is perfect to have you here, is that red thread is beginning in southern New England, on Cape Cod, and south of Boston. It is everywhere, from what I've been told. What are people going to do?
Well, if you know, the temptation right now with all this weather is to not feed the grass. And typically, red thread is one of those lawn fungus problems that you can improve the condition if you just feed your lawn. But if you have an especially bad case of it, Scott's has a lawn fungus control that does a good job on red thread. So, you know, that is an alternative, putting down the Scott's lawn fungus control. But if you haven't fed your lawn, I think that's what a lot of people are sitting there thinking, gosh, I'm just trying to keep my lawn mowed. Why would I want to feed it? But in spite of all that nice green color and that top growth that you're getting right now, it's very important to feed your lawn this time of year so that you will build up your root system before the hot summer weather gets here. And, you know, using a good slow release, controlled release feeding that doesn't dump all the nutrition on the grass all at one time, but just gradually meters it out day after day over about an 8-week period of time. Something like the Scott Super Turf Builder is a great thing to do to feed your lawn. And of course you can control weeds at the same time with the Super Turf Builder Plus 2.
Now, early in the program, I was telling our listeners that they should give the lawn a good raking to try and allow the air to move around it. And the other thing that I forgot to mention is to have your lawnmower sharpened. Keep that blade sharp so you make a nice clean cut rather than being jagged, so that the blade can make like a scab over the cut to prevent it from really spreading even faster, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You hit on it. If you haven't had your lawnmower blade cut sharpened yet, of course, the shops are probably pretty busy. All the lawnmower shops are pretty busy right now. But, you know, the main thing is to feed your lawn at this time of year so that you're prepared for the summer.
Now, how about roses, Ashton? What should people be doing to their roses right now?
Oh, my. You know, there's so many different kinds of roses out there. I think and I am not a real big rose gardener. I mean, I've the knockout roses have done a job with that. We had old fashioned roses, but I have never been a big floribunda or tea rose person. So I would almost I would go to you as being the expert here. What would you suggest people do right now?
Well, I mean, we want people to get them fed.
Yes, yes, I agree with that.
And then Scott has the Ortho family has some great products that you can mix with water that will feed the roses and take care of what's going to happen when the sun comes out. The aphids are going to be every place. And if
you want to protect against the insects, that's right. And so you would put Ortho does have some good products to put down to protect against the insects.
Yes, it would really help, because when this rain stops and we get the sun, you're going to have a lot of soft, succulent type foliage that will really make those plants grow, and the aphids will be every place.
Well, and Ortho has insect control that then is actually absorbed up into the root of the plant to protect it from the inside out, and of course that would also protect against Japanese beetles that would be on there later on. So, you go to a good garden center. One of those has been trained by the Scott's Training Institute, and they will be able to steer you in the right direction to protect your roses and your lawn, and to also give your vegetable garden a boost.
Now, we were talking a little earlier, you had mentioned to control the weeds. What should people do? We've had rain day after day after day. And if we want to kill the broadleaf weeds, dandelions, chickweed, clover, ajuga, what would you suggest would be the best way to do it now, or are there a couple ways that you would suggest that we do?
Well, you can apply weed control the same time you're feeding your lawn with the Scott Super Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control. But what many folks find is that they just have a few weeds isolated in different parts of the area, and it's not over the entire lawn. So rather than putting the weed control over the entire lawn when you're feeding, you can feed with the Super Turf Builder. And then Ortho has a really good control that you can spray. And if you're just getting just a brief window with no rain, it only needs a few hours to be absorbed into the weeds. And that's the Ortho Weed Be Gone Max plus Crabgrass Killer. And that will take care of about 200 different kinds of weeds, including young crabgrass that you didn't put a pre-emergent down. So that's a great way to take care of weeds that are in the lawn, and it won't hurt your grass. It kills the weeds, root and all, without hurting your good grass.
That's a great idea, because it's too late for a pre-emergence crabgrass control. So if you did not put step one or the crabgrass preventer earlier, now that the forsythia is done blooming, that crabgrass is coming up.
That's right.
And by using the Weed Be Gone Max with crabgrass preventer, you're going to kill the young seedlings that are just poking through the ground. And right now, with this wet weather, those seeds are really beginning to germinate and the plants are growing. So this is a great time. But how much dry weather do you need for the product to work to kill broadleaf and crabgrass, Ashton?
You just need a couple of hours. And then it's once it's dried on the leaf, then it's good to go. It's not going to get washed off. Whereas with the Weed and Feed, the granules, if you put those on your lawn, you put that on moist foliage, and you pick a day when it's not going to rain for 24 hours. And sometimes that's a little bit hard to do this time of year.
Yeah, it's been very difficult so far. We've been so cold here that things have been let go. We've been pushed back. We'll do it next week. We'll do it next week. We've been putting a lot of things off. But what would you say is the most important thing for the lawn right now?
Is to feed it. And to feed your lawn, that helps build up the roots going into the summer. And then mowing your grass at, let's say, the tallest or next to the tallest setting on your lawnmower. That way you will, both of those, the taller mowing and the feeding will help encourage deeper rooting.
So if you're going to set your mower 2.5, maybe 3 inches in height?
That's correct.
Why? Why do we keep it so tall? I mean, growing up, I always kept it cut short, and today we're saying keep it taller. What's the reason, Ashton?
Well, the main thing is that the root growth is matched up with the top growth. And then the second reason, and so the taller top growth gives you a deeper root system. And then the second thing is by mowing it a little bit on the taller side, then you can allow a little more time between mowings because you don't want to violate that one-third rule. So if you were cutting it at 1 inch, that means when it got to 1.5 inches, you'd cut off a half inch. But if you're mowing it 2 inches, you can allow it to grow to 3 inches and cut off 1 inch without violating removing 1/3 of the top growth at one time. So as you raise your mowing height, then that means you can stay closer to that once a week mowing. Whereas a golf course on a golf green, they are mowing it real short. They're actually mowing every day to keep from violating the 1/3 rule. I know when you were over in Ireland, you probably saw it mowed pretty close, the grass mowed pretty close. But the grass varieties over there that they grow will grow closer to the ground, and but they do mow them very, very frequently, and so that's kind of the habit that they're in. But here in the U.S., we don't like to mow but maybe once a week, and when we mow at a taller height, then that allows us to mow once a week without violating the 1/3 rule.
What is your feeling about clippings?
Let the clippings fall right back in the lawn. They have nutritional value. And they will actually benefit the grass by allowing them to go back in. So don't be afraid to allow your clippings to fall back into the lawn. They won't do anything to increase thatch in the lawn. They actually decompose and provide some nutrition.
Now, if people are bagging their clippings and putting it into their compost piles, what is the rule if you use something like Turf Builder Plus 2, Super Turf Builder, with broadleaf weed killer or a crabgrass preventer? What should we do with those clippings?
I would still let the clippings go back into the yard rather than trying to compost them. When you put weed controls on the lawn, those are clippings that you probably don't want to use as a mulch or use them in the compost pile. Eventually they would be composted enough so they wouldn't hurt you. But I think that there's more value in letting them go back into the lawn. Your mowing job is quicker, and your lawn benefits from returning some of that nutrition back to the grass.
That's what I was hoping you would say, because people have often asked me that same question. Do we rake up the clippings, or do we just leave them there? And what I always have told them is, do you play golf? And some of them will say yes. Have you ever seen anybody pick up the grass clippings on a golf course? And that's what they do for a living. If the lawn, the grass on the golf course is not good, you're not going to go play golf there. And all of the golf courses allow the clippings to fall directly back to the ground.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
So now's the time to do that, folks. Keep it, cut it often, and you will have a better looking lawn. Shop late and follow Ashton's rule. One.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
A tin hut.
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. We are at Eldridge Lumber and Hardware on Route 1 in York, Maine. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. Come on by. Bring the kids. They have a chick display here. Beautiful egg-laying chicks on sale. The kids will love them. We have coffee, donuts for you. Come on by and say hello. And they have all your vegetable plants, annuals, hanging baskets, beautiful color. This is the place to come, and I can help you choose the right plants. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Mary from Kennebunk, Maine, who has a question about a blue hydrangea.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a hydrangea bush, a blue hydrangea bush that's grew very large and very healthy last year, but it only had two flowers. How do I get more flowers?
Okay. Have you pruned it back yet, Mary?
No.
Okay. How tall would you say it is?
Oh,
3 feet?
At least. Maybe more.
Okay. Now would be the time to prune the plant back. And what you need to have on each of the individual, you're not going to take a hedge shears. You're going to take hand pruners. You're going to prune each stem one at a time. And you can remove as much as half of that stem as long as you have new growth developing on what's left. When you look at that stem, you should have a minimum of 4 new shoots developing from each of the branches. So if you have a branch that has 12 new shoots developing from the side of the growth that was made last year, you can remove half of that plant. So each branch is done individually. when you're done pruning, what you want to use is a fertilizer called Holly Tone. Holly Tone is a fertilizer normally used for holly, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, plants that stay green during the winter. But blue hydrangea likes an acid-base food. By using Holly Tone, you'll encourage the plant to grow, but you'll make the soil more acidic and the color of the flower will be deeper blue. That way you don't have to buy two different products. And you use Holly Tone in the spring and then again in the late summer as your hydrangeas are beginning to go by. So normally in May and then again in August. If you do that, they'll bloom like crazy and the plants will get larger and larger and larger. If you're planting tomatoes in containers, plastic pot, whiskey barrels, any kind of container, tomato plants will go into a stress situation. And what will happen, not on all of your tomatoes, but normally the ones that you want the most, the first two clusters of tomatoes will be brown or black on the bottom of the fruit. That's called blossom end rot. And it's caused by the lack of calcium. So if last year you had tomatoes and when you went to pick it, it was all black on the underside, buy a product called Tomato Maker. Put it in the hole at the time of planting, and that will prevent that blossom end rot. If you had squashes, your squashes grew to be 6, 8, 10 inches long, and then all of a sudden, on the very end, on the tip of your squash, it started to rot. That's the same thing called blossom end rot. And this tomato maker will prevent it from happening. So if you had it, get it into the ground when you plant, and especially in containers of all types.